Good morning again. As you have heard today, this Advent we will explore the traditional themes of peace, joy, hope, and love through the lens of the hymn, Silent Night. Today we reflect on peace. The classic hymn, Silent Night, first made its debut on Christmas Eve, 1818, in St. Nicholas Chapel in Austria. The melody by composer Franz Gruber is instantly recognizable from the first few notes, and the original text by Joseph Moore has been translated from the original German into over 140 languages. In 1914, just 4 years shy of the 100th anniversary of Silent Night, the soldiers fighting World War I along the Western Front held a ceasefire in some areas out of mutual respect for the holiday. The British soldiers heard a familiar tune coming from the enemy's trenches. Historian Dominique Dendover shared this. By Christmas 1914, the soldiers knew the enemy was sharing the same misery as they were. Members from opposing sides exchanged gifts and stories with one another and played soccer, sang Christmas carols together, including the beloved hymn, Silent Night. Somehow, the reminder of Jesus' birth brought them together in an unexpected act of peace. Traditionally today, churches all over the world gather together each year on Christmas Eve to join hands, light candles, and sing Silent Night. This year, I think we may need a silent night more than ever. We need a period of time to stop and listen in peace and in love. Unfortunately, we are a divided nation. This Advent, let's try to listen to one another in love so that we may have a Christmas truce. Our reading from Isaiah prophesizes and then reminds us of Jesus' important role in our lives. The Prince of Peace transforms lives in calling us to right relationship around tables and on the roadway, and to right living, including our day-to-day compassion for those not like us. What if we gave more time and care to peace in ourselves, in our families, in our communities this Advent? When we give it all up to trust and depend on Jesus Christ, we find peace. When we give our fear and worry to Jesus, we find peace. When we are guided by Jesus' light and love, we are able to see things in a new and compassionate way, just as the soldiers did in 1914. We long for peace in our lives, in our community, in our nation, in our world. We need to re-remember it begins within each of us. Maybe this year we choose an Advent devotion to focus ourselves on peace, joy, hope, and love. Peace has a ripple effect. We all need to take a breath. We all need a silent night. A holy night where all is calm and all is bright. Because Jesus, the tiny, new, vulnerable baby of hope, is our lighthouse, shining bright and guiding us through the darkness once again. Amen.